Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. I hope you are having an amazing week and had a transformational dry January. Today, I'd like to help you decide where you go from here now that dry January is coming to an end, but first, let's go to our verse of the week. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I think this is a perfect verse for our topic this week, because even if you do decide to go back to drinking now that dry January is over, I think it's important to stay mindful and remember that whatever we do, we should do for the glory of the Lord. When I was drinking more than I knew that I should, I wasn't doing that for the glory of the Lord. I was giving in to my own desires and what felt good in the moment. Now, I know sometimes it isn't easy to have these conversations with ourselves, but they are extremely important if we want to grow and learn from our past mistakes. So today I want to guide you through some questions to ask yourself. Please know I am never coming from a place of judgment, because we each need to make this decision for ourselves and what God has put on our hearts. I encourage you to listen to this episode once and then go back and listen to it again and journal your answers. This will give you time to really start thinking about your answers the first time around and then have more time to process them when you do the journaling. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, so the first question I'd like for you to ask yourself is, what amazing things have you experienced this past month? More specifically, how do you feel physically? How do you feel mentally? How much more do you look forward to your mornings now? What other improvements have you noticed? Are you more patient? Are you more motivated? Are you more productive? I know after my first 30 days, I felt such a sense of purpose, joy. I was full of hope and felt so secure in my relationship with God. I felt closer to Him than I had in a really long time. So really take the time to let yourself embrace all of the good that came from taking this break during dry January. Question number two, were there any challenges you faced this month? And if so, how did you overcome them? Now, even though there are numerous benefits you experienced, I'm sure there were times that were more challenging, right? Maybe Friday nights were really hard because you were used to turning to that glass of wine after a long week of work. Or maybe it was going on date nights that were more difficult because you were used to having a drink to help you socialize. So, what were the challenges you faced and how did you overcome them? Question number three, what did you accomplish this month? So in addition to all of the benefits, I have a feeling you got way more done than you have in a really long time, right? So what are some of your proudest accomplishments? Did you read any books? Did you lose some weight? Did you get back on track with your workouts? Did you start something new that you've been wanting to try? And maybe go back to your journal as well, because there are probably some things you've already forgotten that you can be really proud of. All right, question number 4. Why did you decide to do Dry January? Was it because all your friends were doing it? Was it because you felt like you overindulged during the holiday season? Was it because you felt God nudging you to take this break? Just take some time to really dig deep and think about why. Doing Dry January is a big commitment when you're used to drinking daily or multiple times per week. So there had to have been a really important reason you decided to go on this journey. Question number 5. If you've taken breaks from alcohol in the past, what emotions did you feel or thoughts came up for you when you started drinking again? So with this question, I just really want you to reflect on the past. I've mentioned this before, but when I took breaks in the past, I was doing this countdown the entire time of how many days I had left until I could have my glass of wine again. And so I really felt like I defeated the purpose of taking that time away to really be present and experience what life could really look like alcohol-free. Even though I was proud of myself for taking the break, that pride quickly faded into disappointment as I started drinking again and getting back into my nightly ritual of a glass or two of wine and then overindulging almost every weekend. I constantly felt shame, embarrassment, and like I was letting God down. All of the improvements I had felt physically, mentally, and emotionally during that break immediately subsided. And I was back to living in a fog. I also dealt with depression almost daily. So I don't know if you felt a similar way, and I don't want to put my thoughts on you if they aren't things that you've experienced. But if you have, I just really want you to allow yourself to feel that emotion, because it's so important to take this time now while you're still in a conscious state. Question number 6. What has alcohol taken from you in the past? Again, I really want you to let yourself think about the past and allow yourself to remember anything that happened as a result that you felt shame, embarrassment, or disappointment from. Please know I'm only asking you to do this not to rehash past mistakes, but to remember that alcohol isn't always what it's portrayed to be, right? So often, we quickly forget all of the negative consequences that come from drinking as soon as we take that first sip of wine, right? Number 7. So next, I'd like for you to take a sheet of paper or continue in your journal and make a T-chart. On one side, put all of the pros and positive things that you experience when you drink. And on the opposite side, put the cons or negative things that you experience from drinking. I think this will be very eye-opening, and you can use your previous answers to help you with this, but I have a feeling you'll have even more that come to mind. When I did this, I was blown away by how lopsided my T-chart was. There were maybe 4 or 5 pros and about 50 cons. Seeing this will help you determine for yourself whether or not alcohol is still serving you in this moment. I like to say that alcohol served its purpose when I needed it in the past, but now it just holds me back from reaching my full potential and becoming the person God created me to be. I personally have come to realize how much time I wasted that I can never get back. And my heart goes out to you in this moment because I don't want you to waste any more of this precious life that God has blessed you with. You were created on purpose and for a specific purpose, and I hope you're beginning to realize what that is. Now, if you need more direction with this, I hope you'll consider purchasing my 30-day devotional, Broken to Beautiful in 30 Days, How Taking a Break from Alcohol Will Bring Closure to Your Past, Comfort to Your Present, and Clarity to Your Future. I know deep in my soul that there is such a beautiful life for you on the other side of alcohol, and I would love the opportunity to walk with you on that journey. This was the guide I wish I had when I started my alcohol-free journey, and I created it with you in mind because I wanted you to know that you are not alone, and I understand exactly what you're experiencing every step of the way. Number 8. Now, with all of this in mind, do you want to continue on your alcohol-free journey, or do you feel you're ready to go back to drinking? Again, this is 100% your decision, but I do encourage you to go to God in prayer and ask Him for His guidance. Ask Him to make it abundantly clear what you should do. Now, either decision is the perfect decision for you if you can feel good about it in your heart. I just don't want you to jump back into drinking again without taking the time to process all of your emotions, though, and really decide if it's worth it. Now, if you do decide to begin drinking again, I have a few suggestions for you. This is something I did in the past to moderate my alcohol intake. There are essentially just 2 steps in this process. So step number 1, take into account your answers to all of the previous questions and decide how much you are going to allow yourself to drink and how many evenings per week. So when I did this, I contemplated, how much can I drink where I enjoy myself but don't feel too many negative effects from it? For me, that was 2 glasses of wine. Then I asked myself, how often should I allow myself to drink per week? And 2 evenings sounded reasonable. It gave me something to look forward to, but also didn't get me into the bad habit of drinking again every night. So just take some time to ask yourself, how much are you going to allow yourself to drink and how many times per week will you drink so you can feel good about your decision? So the second part of this is to get an accountability partner. Maybe someone did Dry January with you, and so you want to continue helping to hold each other accountable to drink in moderation. Or maybe there is someone who has a totally different goal they want to commit to, but just needs some accountability. I encourage you to talk at least weekly and let each other know how it's going, because you will be much more committed if you know you have to quote unquote report to someone. Now, when I did this, my brother was my accountability partner, and I knew each week I would be telling him if I followed through on my commitments or not, and I didn't want to let him down. So even though I was tempted at times to have another glass of wine or drink on a third night, I never did because of that accountability piece. Okay, now on to question number 9. If you decide you want to continue on your alcohol-free journey, what are some things you'd like to start doing? What next steps do you feel God prompting you to take? Is there a dream He put on your heart that you've been scared to pursue? Well, now that you aren't drinking, I have a feeling you are feeling more confident and motivated than ever, right? So take some time to brainstorm what this new life could open up for you, alcohol-free. And question number 10, I'd like for you to consider, what do you think you could do this year that you never thought was possible without the distraction of alcohol? Now really think big on this. If you're anything like me, you got more accomplished in 1 month than you did an entire quarter. So if you think about it, you can really condense time and accomplish more than you would expect by simply removing alcohol from your life for the time being. So I hope and pray this episode was helpful to really put some thought into where you want to go from here. I know we don't always take the time to think through questions like this, but I'm so proud of you for being the exception to the rule. I truly believe 2024 is going to be the best year of your life, and I can't wait to hear all about the amazing things you do. Now, just as a reminder, our verse for the week is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Again, whatever you decide, as long as you're doing it for the glory of God, you can take pride in and have a clear conscience knowing you made the right decision. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for encouraging us to take time to ask ourselves these thought-provoking questions. Please make our next steps abundantly clear to us, Lord, and remind us that in anything we do, we should do it all for your glory. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.